This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
So many people have experienced unusual encounters with the Lord. You know, recently I hear different friends, acquaintances saying that very thing. God's presence in their life is on a level and has an expression that they've not really known before. So today, think about this, that the presence of the Lord in the life of a person, believer, unbeliever, because hey, God will speak to anyone, right? Anyone listening, he will speak. It's his creation. We are his creation. And the point I want to emphasize is the presence of the Lord that you discern and realize and take away from that encounter something you didn't have before. Just personally, recently, in prayer, the Lord's presence was so real. You know, I felt as though I could physically touch Him. His goodness was real and affecting me. And the impression that I had, in other words, the way I was processing mentally, had to do with forgiveness. I mean, on a major level, of forgiveness, which, you know, we know to forgive, but then there are those times where your life has been so impacted, so altered, you've been so harmed by the actions of some other person that you are in an ongoing challenge to walk out forgiveness. I was there. That was the issue that I believe the Lord was addressing. And there really aren't words. It's His presence. Again, His goodness. And if you just break it down, He forgave me. Initially, He forgave me. And every day since, He forgives me. So you would say, why wouldn't you forgive? You have been forgiven. To whom has been forgiven much, they are able to forgive much. So I would qualify there, I have been forgiven much, and therefore should and believe God to be able to forgive as well. Back to what I was saying, you know, in the presence of the Lord, something happens. There's a transfer. I've experienced it before, and in this recent experience, it's like you lose weight. The weight you didn't know you carried lifts and is gone. That describes what happened. And suddenly you can hear things you couldn't before, and you sense things that have been there all along, but you didn't sense them or discern them, realize them, recognize them. And so you realize that darkness, the darkness of whatever it was, had an effect on you. Again, you're not even aware that darkness is taking its toll because it's playing a role. It's occupying space. God's word would express it this way: give no place to the devil. So I wouldn't intentionally give place. But you know, in the natural, we take on things we don't realize we're taking on. We give place in the place we don't even realize. So the goodness of God comes, and this is what I'm describing to you. And I just have to say that from that experience, which has been about a week now, it's like life is brighter, and I see and hear like I didn't before. And I want to pass that along to you, because a spiritual principle that I love, and I taught my children this when they were young, that when God blesses someone in a certain way, whatever it is, His goodness to them, He will do for you if you ask. So you see it by faith. You see, your faith is inspired when God blesses another person, because we know what He will do for them, He will do for you if you ask, or for the asking, so to speak. I want to pass this along to you. Ask the Lord, invite Him, and open your heart so that He can visit you in a way similar to the way He did that I'm describing, that He did for me. He'll do it for you too. And it may be the area of forgiveness. If you're holding unforgiveness, or you think you might be, He will do that. He will come to you in the same way. I highly recommend it. And I, you know, when you see something so wonderful, you just want it for everyone, don't you? You know, you just do. You want the whole world to know about His love and His goodness, His deliverance, His healing power. You just want everyone to know that. It's so good. It's such high life, such a wonderful way of living. In this way, we pray today, Father, that in the way that You have forgiven us, You have forgiven me, You have forgiven those listening to this podcast, each one individually, that You forgive freely, and Your goodness is poured out in this and so many ways, that we receive Your goodness now. That impartation of supernatural visitation of the Lord Himself, His presence so real in our lives, that visitation, Lord, today we open our heart, we expand and just enlarge within ourselves to receive You this way, to hear You clearly, and to experience firsthand Your presence, Your visitation, Your deliverance, and the brightness of Your shining. That is our corporate prayer this morning. It is my prayer, the prayer of each person listening. We pray this way in Jesus' name. You know, I see God moving in ways I never thought possible. And it's what John the Baptist said. John said, I must decrease and he must increase. So that, like John said, the less there is of me pushing, insisting, grasping, the more there is of the Lord, the more room there is for him to do what only he can do. As I said, as we started this podcast today, I highly, highly recommend it. So don't forget, you have the mind of Christ. You have the thought life of the King.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.